We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and FM 100.1. Those listening to us on the free WRHI app, you can download that app today. And then, of course, those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. This morning, we are joined with Brian Jones, who's the site supervisor of the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center with Parks, Rec, and Tourism.
Good morning.
City of Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Good morning. And he is here to talk to us about the Adidas. Okay, I'm going to try to get this right. The Adidas 3 SSB Palmetto Road Basketball Tournament.
That's it.
Was that
it?
Nailed it. All right. So this tournament kicks off next week on July the 5th and runs through the 11th. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect.
Yeah, so Adidas brings their top athletes here from around the nation. Actually, there's a couple teams from Canada that come in. So all over the nation brings their top teams to play here. And they're basically clubs. So Adidas signs on with these different basketball clubs. And these clubs have teams that range from sixth grade all the way up to rising seniors. And all the athletes are recruitable athletes to the college coaches. But they come to Rock Hill to participate in this tournament, play against each other, against the other clubs. College coaches, it's called a live period weekend. And college coaches can come in and watch these athletes and try to recruit them to come to their school.
And this tournament is so big that you said you're not only using the Sports and Event Center, but you're also using all of the local high schools?
Correct. There's about 38 different schools. I actually had to reach into Charlotte for a couple gyms to meet their needs. So we have all the Fort Mill schools, all Clover, all York. All of Winthrop is actually involved with the West Center, with the juniors are playing over there. So it's 450 to 500 teams descending on Rock Hill starting probably July 4th, probably flying July 4th.
That's a lot of people.
And you said maybe 700, 800 recruiting coaches are coming in to look at the students.
Yeah, so there'll be just about every college represented here. It might not be the head coaches, but it'll be an assistant coach or recruiting officer coming in to take a look at the players.
Mm-hmm. Which is a big deal. If you're a student, I want to know, I guess, how are they selected? Does the coaches at each school just kind of pick them, or it's the basketball team from that year? How do they get involved? And then any tips you can give to these students in terms of how they can get connected to the recruiters there? I don't know what that process looks like.
Yeah, and I'm not too familiar with it, but I know that some of the kids are recruited from very early age in basketball. I mean, it's well documented. The information that's out there for these kids. You know, you have the top player that's 5 years old, top player that's 6 years old. So I mean, it's amazing that they can list these players in order. Some of them recruited their whole lives, and then some of them are kind of like diamonds in the rough, and they might come play well this weekend and then get recruited by everybody, or just get recruited by, they might get one college offer.
Right.
Some kids get multiple college offers and some only get one. But the best thing I can tell people, the advice I can give kids out there is play. I mean, go play, get in front of the college coaches, get on the best team or shoe circuit or program that you can get on with the best coaches that can put you in front of these, you know, that can make these, tapes and YouTube videos and things like that can get you out in front of the college coaches. So if you're not playing for those teams, obviously you can't get in front of the coaches.
Great advice. How are we recruiting tournaments like this to come to Rock Hill? And what is the economic impact that we have seen in the past versus what we think we'll see this year?
Yeah, so our city council, city management have done a great job in producing high-quality facilities. I mean, we have, if not the best facility in the world.
State-of-the-art.
The best, yeah, state-of-the-art. So part of our job is to recruit events here. And if we can get them here, they fall in love with it. They it's top notch. It's beautiful. The customer service, the parking that's there, the restaurants that are there now, the hotels that are
heads
there
and
now.
Beds. That's what we like to say around here.
Right. So those are easy. It's really, we have to tell people, no, we don't have the space. We don't have the weekends for you to come. We apologize. We wish we did, but we're just sold out. When it comes to spring and summer weekends. And then the economic impact that we had last year from Adidas for their 7 to 8 days was about $6.8 million.
Wow.
And we expect that to be the same. Now, the good thing that happened this year was the girls, the the girl or the women's basketball was a little offended that they couldn't play in the best facility in the world. So this year we're hosting them in later in July.
All right.
So July 20th through the 24th, we're hosting the women's top-notch Adidas basketball. So we'll have another economic impact driver for that weekend.
It's a busy July.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
very
right.
Busy.
We're speaking to Brian Jones, who's the site supervisor of the Sports and Event Center here in Rock Hill, about the Adidas 3SSB basketball tournament.
Correct.
That's happening. I'm gonna cut it a
no,
little bit short.
If
people do want to come, I know that there is a charge. What do they need to expect? And then we're gonna get to Rusty here in a second.
Yeah.
Too.
So if you want to come watch top notch, top level basketball, that will be, I mean, they can be go straight to the NBA now. Adidas's top five players will go straight to the NBA. So if you want to watch these future NBA stars, you can come anytime. The schedule will be out on the city's website and things of the times that you can come. But it's a slight fee at the front door. I don't know what Adidas is charging to get in these days, but there'll be a fee at the front door to come in and watch.
Okay. And Rusty Yapel is also with us from the city of Rock Hill. He's the facilities manager and oversees the parking garages and the parking decks. So logistically, what do people need to expect? Tell us what to do once we get there and where we go to park and enjoy the tournament.
Yep, so absolutely. So, you know, we are there to support Brian and his group and, you know, the facility that they have. And now the restaurants that are opening up in the area that we've been waiting for. So we built a new parking deck. We used to just have the one that was behind the Cambria. Now we have another parking deck that's opened. It's called Deck B, so cleverly named. And another thing that we did is we went ahead and went gateless, and we talked about that before. We had a lot of issues with the gates and wanted to make it more customer-friendly. So now you just pull in. There is signage everywhere. You scan a QR code. You can text to pay. If you're off the grid and you don't have a smartphone, you can call a 1-800 number. We're also able to help you in the parking department. Just find one of the parking ambassadors. They can give you a hand. The best thing to do is to download the app. If you're going to come to the site more than once, really just download the app. You can put all your vehicle information in there, multiple vehicles, your credit card information. And then when you just return, you select how long you want to stay, and you hit pay. We've switched to a hourly rate 7 days a week, so that's sort of new. We used to charge a flat event rate on the weekends. It was $5, but we've eliminated that with the restaurants and everything opening. We want to support them. So it's an hourly rate 7 days a week now. So the first 90 minutes is going to be free in the parking decks.
Okay.
After that, it goes up. The next hour is $2. I would like to mention that the on-street, so the curbside parking, there's a separate charge for that. And that is, you know, kind of considered premium parking. So that curbside spot, they're more of a premium spot. We chose a system where we don't have a time limit parking on the curbs. You know, we could have gone with like a 2-hour parking, and then if you're there longer than 2 hours, we're going to write you a ticket. But we wanted to leave that choice up to the customer. So our system is to promote that customer's choice, but the curbside starts at $2 for the first hour. After 4 hours, it's going to go up to $4 an hour. So it sounds kind of expensive, but really, if you want that 90 minutes free or you want cheap parking, you can park in that parking deck, $7 for the entire day. But if you want to be on that premium spot and you're willing to pay for it after 4 hours, the price does go up.
And Rusty, could you clear up some confusion? We had some folks come in here yesterday, some guests that were talking about the parking situation, and some folks called actually CN2, our news partner, about that area right in front of the powerhouse in the Nest, because there's areas to park there, but apparently there's been some confusion on where you can and where you can't.
So, yeah, the site is, you know, still under development. There's a lot of construction going on. So there are some empty lots of land that are not owned by the city. There's private developers that own these lots. And they're construction sites. They're under development. They're not parking. They're not owned or managed by the city. So there was some issues with some vehicles being towed out of those lots, but they're not city controlled lots. They're private property. And I don't want to speak for the property owners, but because it's a construction site, you know, safety, liability of the people on the property, you know, they're trying to keep them safe, keep them out of the way of the construction. So, you know, there was some folks towed. It was not the city. It was, but it wasn't our property. So there's plenty of space. We've got like 1,300 parking spaces between the two parking decks, plus the curbside parking. It's safe. It's well lit. You know, pull on into the deck. It might sound scary with the QR code, but it's really simple to do. After you do it once, no problem.
And real quick, what is the name of the app?
It's Premium Parking is the app.
Okay.
So bring up Premium Parking, select Rock Hill. And again, it's really easy. It sounds scary, but it's not hard. And we're there to help you if you need it.
I can say I downloaded the app a while back, and it really is. It's easy, and it's actually almost easier than having to go through the traditional gate system.
Absolutely.
So kudos to the city of Rock Hill.
Yep.
And you all.
But
yep,
you said that there will be some attendants there just in case.
Yep.
with the influx of
people. We have attendants. We like
right.
to call them ambassadors.
Oh, I like it.
So, yeah, they're out and about. They're there to help you. You know, really, if you don't have a smartphone, they can do it for you on their smartphone. So there's lots of ways to do it. Again, it's really easy. We had a lot of issues with the gates. They're mechanicals. They're going to break at some point, and then they trap you in the deck. So now
I've been stuck in that traffic
yeah,
before.
Exactly. So we've eliminated that issue. It's a much better system. We're trying to support all the businesses and the events. So.
Kudos to you all.
This is Rusty Gaple, who's the facilities manager at the City of Rock Hill, and Brian Jones, who's the site supervisor of the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center, talking to us about the influx and the tournament that's going to take place here in Rock Hill. Again, this tournament is July the 5th through
yes,
the 11th.
Yes, ma'am.
And what time does it start?
It starts pretty early in the morning.
Okay.
It starts about 9 a.m., and the last game is right around 8 p.m.
Okay. Is there a particular website or a place they can go to?
Rock Hill. We'll post it on our website. But you can go to, I think, 3SSB,
okay.
Adidas 3SSB. It'll be on their site as well.
All right, great. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Rusty and Brian.